This is your host, Marty, for Marty on Mondays. We will talk about Dennis Prager and his storekeeper rule.
I would like to tell you a true story told to me by people who run a large camera store in the Los Angeles area. One day, a woman walked in and said she was looking to buy a camera. She asked one of the salesmen to show her various cameras, and then she spent about half an hour with the man figuring out which camera she really liked. Finally, after deciding, she asked the man if he might give her the name of a website where she could buy that camera at a cheaper price.
In this situation, I would say the worst thing the lady did was just ask for a website. And primarily, it's laziness and bad thinking on her part. Now, in this situation, if I was the storekeeper or the salesman, I would, in addition, explain to her that it's to your benefit that you buy from us. Because then you don't have to worry about mailing it back to the company where you ordered it from on the internet. You don't have a lot of worries. If the camera doesn't work, we can help you with it. So really what the lady did was just dumb. And furthermore, she didn't take anything or steal anything from what I know of. It was just primarily not the courteous thing to do.
That woman stole that man's time and that store's resources. And she did so deliberately. In fact, had she taken money from the man's pocket or from the store's cash register, it would have been no different. Why? Because this woman went into the store knowing in advance that she was not going to buy a camera at the store, but on the internet. She didn't go to the store thinking she might buy a camera there. She went into the store solely in order to use the store's building and inventory, which cost money to provide, and the expertise of a salesman in order to choose what camera she will buy on the internet cheaper. What this woman did was wrong.
You know, what the lady did was just rude, and it was discourteous. You know, she didn't take anything physical, such as cash or the camera. Now, the worst form of stealing would just be if she just walked out of the store with those items. And it would cost the storekeeper a lot more money and lost time due to going to court and all the other stuff that's needed to get the stolen stuff back.
Yet people do it all the time. In fact, what she did violates a law found in a book called the Talmud. The Talmud is the second holiest book of the Jewish religion, after the Bible itself, and it contains a law that changed my life when I first learned about it. If you enter a store, you are not allowed to ask the storekeeper the price of an item if you know in advance that you won't buy it. Now, let me make this clear. If you don't know whether or not you'll buy an item at any given store, of course you can ask the price. You can comparison shop, and if there's a chance that you will buy it at that store, you can legitimately take the time of the storekeeper to figure out what you want. But not if you know in advance that you won't buy it there. Then you're just taking up the store's time and resources, and that's wrong.
Well, first of all, you know, mention the chapter or verse of the Talmud where that is found, and where do you buy a Talmud? Is it in a synagogue or a bookstore?
The power of this law to change a life is quite remarkable. First
now
of all,
I hope that you
realize
you
something
that
is
you,
very
the
wrong
consumer,
here.
Have obligations.
But can you
not
identify
just
exactly
what that
is? We always hear
about
is?
Consumer rights.
Take a moment.
But what about consumer obligations?
Here's
in
what
our
was
time
wrong.
We are preoccupied
that woman
with rights.
Stole
which is too bad
man's time
because in order to make a better society,
people have to think of their obligations
and she did
as
so
much
deliberately.
As they think about their rights.
In fact, that she
we don't hear you talk about the rights and responsibilities of gun ownership. You never talk about the obligations, if you own a gun, about such issues as safety, the use of a gun, on how to take care of it, or if you're really competent to use a gun. So that falls in your court when you whine about that. You know, when you whine about, well, they're going to take away our guns. Well, aren't there responsibilities in owning a gun? Since you really like to complain about consumer rights. And yes, there are consumer responsibilities too. But the same rule applies to guns.
Taking money from a man's into a store, I have from moral the store's obligations cash register. As a consumer.
It would have been
and
no
one
different.
Of them is not to
Why?
Ask the price of an
because
item.
Because this woman
or
went into the
works,
store knowing in advance competing items.
That she was not going to buy
if
a camera
advance,
at the store,
I won't buy
but on the
there.
Internet.
Well, certainly, I think it depends upon what kind of motivation you have. I don't see how anyone who has any sense or smarts on why would they go to a store knowing in advance that they're not interested or that they're not going to buy it. Maybe it could be curiosity, and if I was a storekeeper, I would appreciate them being curious about something, and if they don't buy it, that's okay. The only thing that I think would be with stealing time is if you harass the storekeeper or you hang outside the store or you complain or you buy the item and then you immediately take it back. That's a lot worse than asking for a price or somebody to show you if you have the curiosity and if you don't have any intention on coming back if you're not going to buy it.
I gave
she didn't
the camera
go to the store
example,
thinking she might
but this
buy
happens
a
in all
there.
Types of
she
stores.
She went into the store
People
solely
who
in order to
use
the store's
building,
that there are women
inventory,
who come in which cost money to provide,
address
and
solely
the expertise
in order to
of
wear
a salesman,
it for an event on a Friday
in order
or Saturday
to choose
night,
what camera she
and then
will
come
buy
back
on
the
Sunday
internet,
or Monday
cheaper.
Saying that they didn't like the dress and
what this woman did was wrong.
That is a form
Yet
of
people
stealing.
Do it all the time.
Not to mention
In fact, what she did violate.
I can accept if you wear a dress on Friday or Saturday and then you return it on Sunday or Monday. I can accept that as a form of stealing, especially when you had the opportunity to try the dress out in the first place when you're at the store. And I can accept that as a form of stealing. In fact, it's a form of stupidity. And really, if you make a habitual practice out of it, then how's the store to be in business, or to stay in business for that matter? So I can understand that, and I acknowledge it.
It's a law
and the
storekeeper law doesn't apply only to stores.
The Talmud is the second holiest
book of the Jewish
religion. I once
talked about this law in a speech
after
to a group
the Bible
of singles.
Itself.
Afterward,
it contains a law that
a woman
changed
stood
my
up
life
and asked,
when I first learned
about it.
Does this
apply to a man when dating?
You enter a store. You
this
are not allowed to ask
question.
The storekeeper
she
the
was
price
asking,
of an item.
Can a man
you
tell
know
a woman
advance
that, he is
that
you
in
won't
love
with her when he knows
now,
that?
Now, let me make
not
this clear.
He wants,
if you don't know whether or
that's
not you're buying
example
an item at any given store,
how this law
of course
applies
you can ask
so
the
much
price.
Of life.
You can comparison
It's wrong
shop,
to fool people
and if there's
into
a chance
you
that you will
time,
buy it at that store,
or their
you can legitimately take the time of the storekeeper to figure out what you want. But not if you know.
Well, first of all, when you're dating, you'd like to know the person before anything else. And using deception in that way when you're dating is a reflection that you just go for anybody. Then you're not certain or whatever. But if you're not interested in that person after a period of time, you know, I can accept it. But often, you know, if you just leave that person is because the other person who's interested in you gives you something, well, that isn't really a good reflection on you. It's a reflection that you just go out with anybody. And when you really look at the storekeeper rule that it applies in a lot of areas of life. What about phone solicitors? Or people who knock on your door selling you something? They're stealing my time. It's because, number one, I'm not interested in their product. Two, I don't know much about the product. And three, they waste my time. Even people who sell me something that I'm not interested in. And even if I am interested in it, I would just rather go to a store and buy it and not buy it from a salesman, be it on the phone or door to door. And then when you really look at it, what about, you know, doctors, mechanics, and some of these other professions where in some ways they do steal your time by just performing unnecessary operations or unnecessary work on your car? True, it's totally legal, but is it really ethical? Which I don't accept that it is. And when I really look at this video, I kind of believe, Dennis, is that you made that lady into something other than a breach of etiquette. It seemed like you made her out to be a thief, a crook. As I said before, the worst form of stealing time would be if somebody actually stole the items and walked out of the store because of the time required. I would prefer, even if the person may not have the intention of buying it, to ask the price or to just look at the price of what it is, or to get the person interested. Isn't that a part of selling? And I would like to say, and this is your host, Marty for Marty on Mondays, and I'd like to thank you for listening.